Well, I'm not Sean Mullen, and this is not Darren Evian. We're kind of pulling the switcheroo here. Todd Valley with assistant coach Andy Schneider. And, you know, we're coming back to you after a 7-5 Broncos loss where really the Broncos took the play to the Blades for the most part in that game. Really, what do you have to say about that loss?
That was one of our better games we played this year. We played a solid game. We just, you know, we gave up some easy goals, and you know, what can I say? We played hard. That's the kind of game, the kind of style that we want to play. We just got to clean up our end a little bit.
Okay, first thoughts on that loss from assistant coach Andy Schneider. We're going to send it down now to Sean Mullen. He's on the bench right now.
Thanks a lot, Todd. I'm here with Dalton Ream, who had a couple of goals on the night. And first of all, Dalton, I know that's got a sting. We thought you guys played a really hard hockey game, and just your thoughts in general on the loss tonight.
You know, for the first two periods, we played really well, and basically, I don't know, I think the fourth goal or whatever it was that in the second period there, when there was like 18 seconds left, that was pretty much a buzzkill for us. But you know what, we battled back hard, and that's all you can really ask for, but bounces weren't going our way, and that's just the way it goes sometimes, I guess.
Talk about that goal. It was 2-2 at that point, and we'd seen Nichols, I don't want to say cherry pick, but he does circle around at that side of the neutral zone. And did you kind of, do you think you guys just kind of missed him and he got away in the last second?
Yeah, we did. It's unfortunate, but after the period was done, we talked about that and how Nichols cherry picks, I guess you can call it. And I don't know, we came out strong in the third too. Like, we got three goals scored on us or whatever it was. But all in all, I thought we played a very solid game.
Talk about the 5-2 goal, because you guys were still in it, certainly, and they're on the power play, and you look at what happened later in the game, and you could have easily come back. But on that penalty kill, it looked like something hit you in the face and stood you up at the top of the point, and then they're in, you know, wide open to score. What happened?
Oh, I just got a stick to the face. I don't know who it was, but I don't know. It's just, like I said, I don't think any bounces were going our way tonight.
Let's talk about your goals. But you're down 1-0. It's in the first period, and not necessarily a huge need to be excessively aggressive, which you normally see when maybe you're down 2 or 3-0. What goes through your head in a situation like that makes you decide that it was time to step up, even though you're shorthanded?
I just figured, you know what, I was ahead of all their forwards, and it was a 2-on-2 rush, so I said, thought we might as well make it an on-man rush, and so I just jumped in the play, and Lousy made a great feed to me, and I just happened to put it in.
And that's something that you guys as defensemen have been doing a lot more this season. Is that an active element of the coaching strategy to, you know, look for spots and jump in there a lot more this year?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us a more dynamic offense. And, you know, last year we didn't do that as much. And this year I think our D core is a lot stronger than it was last year. And we have faith in each other. If we get beat, that the other guy's going to help us out. So, I don't know, it gives us a more dynamic offense, and I think it's helping so far.
You did the same thing as well to get a second goal in the third period that sort of helped lift you guys and start the comeback. And do you feel more confident in your abilities offensively this season? And does getting two goals here tonight maybe boost that confidence up even more so to take more chances like that in the future?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know. This summer I just worked really hard, and I just feel confident out there, I guess you could say. I've been playing very well this season, so I don't know, I think confidence has a lot to do with what I'm doing right now with the offensive ability.
There's a lot of games so far this season I find myself in the broadcast booth saying, boy, you guys deserved a better fate, and talking to your coaching staff, it feels like you deserve a better fate. That said, the 2 points are coming. So what do you think will be the difference for you? How do you take these games where you're playing well but not closing the deal and turn those into victories?
Basically, I just think we just have to cut down on our minor mistakes. And you know what? It's a team effort, and it's just our minor mistakes. If everyone picks up a percentage or two in every situation, we're going to come out with 2 points. It's just a matter of time.
You've got Brandon on Friday in Brandon, then Moose Jaw back here Saturday. The Wheat Kings, the team you've seen 3 times already. What do you expect from Brandon?
The Brandon's a hard physical team there. I don't know. They're good. They're a good squad, but you know what? We need that 2 points. We're desperate. We need that win, and hopefully we can do that.
How do you shut down that stone line?
You know what? We just need to play solid defense. Not just the defense. We need, the forwards to help out. And, you know, it's going to be a five-man, you know, game out there, and that's how we need to shut them down, I guess.
All right, thanks a lot, Dalton.
No problem.
Dalton Ream, second star of this hockey game, 2 goals on the night. And let's go back upstairs to Todd Valley and Andy Schneider.
Thanks, Sean. Todd Valley, Andy Schneider here in the Buffalo Brew Pub broadcast booth. And your first thoughts on the game were that your team had a valiant effort out there. A few key mistakes that made you guys pay. Sean posed the question to Dalton down there. How do you feel about these games where your guys are playing good hockey, but you're not coming out with the 2 points?
Well, they're tough to take because we're battling right now trying to get in the playoffs. And, you know, winning and losing, there's such a fine line. And, you know, we're trying to create, change the culture that's been here for a few years. And, you know, we've kind of got that we don't give up attitude. And it showed again tonight. We were down. And we just kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And, you know, we came back, and we're making games of these games where, you know, we're years past, we probably would have just given up or whatever. And, you know, we're showing a lot of character.
You want to be a good hockey team in all aspects of the game, but I've mentioned it to Sean throughout the last few broadcasts that I've kind of been waiting for the Broncos to put their stamp positively on their team. A lot of people were talking about goaltending issues before. That was the stamp on the team for a while in a negative way. But we've seen play pick up after a couple physical plays, more physical game against Calgary last night, seeing stuff like that happen. Tonight, a big hit and, you know, changing the pace a bit that way. Along with that, now we're seeing more offensive play when you guys are down a man. Is that where you guys want to bring the Bronco culture, a more physical game and possibly a more offensive game when you're down a man?
Well, we want to make things as exciting as possible for the fans, and you know, we've really noticed that when we play more, the more physical we play, you know, it seems like more offense we create, and you know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we don't have an overly talented team, but we seem to be scoring goals just by playing hard and playing physical and taking the puck to the net.
It seems like you guys play your best hockey when you're down, and I don't mean a man down, but I mean down goals, whether it's 2 or 3 or whatever. We saw it again here in the third period. What are you doing out there when you're down goals that maybe you're not doing when you're even or when you're leading?
Sometimes I think maybe you just get a little more desperate, and you know, we got to bring that desperation, you know, at the beginning of games when the game's tied or we're up a goal. You know, we have to bring that same desperation and character that we show when we're trailing.
A very strong effort. Again, talk about Dalton Ream. Came in last season. We're just talking to him now. He's a guy who was sort of labeled a defensive defenseman. And I know when I talked to him, he said, well, I feel like I can be a two-way guy and I can contribute offensively. And what are the strides you've seen him make?
You know, he's played very well this year. He's, you know, he's played a lot of minutes for us, and he's done a lot of good things out there. And it's good to see that he's getting rewarded for some of his efforts.
Brandon coming up on Friday night, and a busy week continues with tough divisional games against tough divisional opponents. Their team you've seen 3 times. They've got a lot of offensive firepower. Dalton Ream just talked about how physical they are. And what has to be the game plan against Brandon?
We need all of our guys to buy in on that game. You know, they got a good team. They play physical. They've got a big team, and they can score. They got Stone, one of the leading scorers in the league. And, you know, we're going to need everybody to show up on that game in order for us to win that one.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Andy. Really appreciate you coming up.
Thank you.
Andy Schneider joining us for our coaches' show after the Broncos lose it 7-5 to the Saskatoon Blades.